next volleyball coach is kind of the dean of the Austin County. Coach Susan Brewer begins her 42nd year as head volleyball coach at Belleville. I told her I thought she started coaching when she was 10 then. You're welcome. I started coaching when I was 7. So that's... What a success story this has been. Belleville's made 15 state tournament appearances and brought back 9 state championships. Year after year, she has coached players to all-state honors. It's no doubt one of the top volleyball programs in the state in any classification. And the word is that she will get her 1,000th win this year. It's incredible. Coach Susan Brewer.
Thank you, Coach Gillis, very much. And Mr. Young, thank you very much. Talking about a good place to be, I believe Belleville is. Austin County is. So we're here tonight, and I want to say these three ladies, well, two ladies and myself, just the other night we had a Training Officials Association. They needed teams. I called Kim, I called Denise. Boom, we had 7 teams in no time at all. The officials got to train on our teams, but we filled that gym, packed it up pretty good. So I know these ladies right now in Austin County have been doing their job. I appreciate it. I want to say a very special thank you right now before I get started to Herbie Kolochny. Herbie and I have known each other a long time. He's a great guy. Any story you read by Herbie, it's from the heart, and it's great. So we just want to say how much I truly appreciate you, Mr. Kolochny. Going to work is a pleasure for me. I don't care if it's in the summer or August, and we're about to start on the 1st. I can't wait. I always tease everybody. I don't think my girls think this, but it's really like Christmas. It comes around once a year. You can't wait for it. And this year, it seems to have flown by. Wednesday will start. That's unique. UIL gave us a few extra days. Our season is 15 weeks long. And for us right now, it's going to be very exciting, but it's going to be a little different because we're going to have such a fast start. I mean, Wednesday, Thursday, and then I don't know about your schedules, but we're going to be scrimmaging Friday and Saturday. And that next Tuesday, bang, we're on the court. We're playing a doubleheader in May Creek and Cy Ranch. So it's going to be a very exciting season, but it's very fast. And just kind of hold on to your spandex because it's going to get rolling here pretty quick. I'm going to say real quick, I work in a good place. I'm very fortunate. We hired a lot of young coaches this year, and boy, I like them. They've been at the school this last week just working to death and getting things going, and I think we're going to have a lot of energy this year. And I'm not doing anything. I think the world of Coach Rowe. And I mean that very sincerely. I'm not kissing up, honest. He's a very good athletic director as well as a very good head football coach, and he keeps us pretty motivated and pretty enthusiastic at Belleville. So we're very fortunate when we go to work, and I think Sharon's talk proves that too just a little bit. As far as volleyball, I had only 2 seniors last year, and so I'm kind of excited. One went on to play in college at volleyball at Navarro, and Sydney was quite a leader for us. She'll be difficult to replace. But I know there's going to be somebody just waiting to fill those shoes. So I feel like we're excited. We're going to have a big core coming back of our young ladies this year. I think we're going to play Brazos on the 21st, 5, 6, and 7 in Belleville. You need to come out. I mean, $3 admission, and you get to see 5 games of volleyball, maybe. But we'll tackle it and see what we can do. Kim and I tried to schedule this year. It's always fun to play Sealy, even though we're not going to be in the district anymore. And they have 9 teams in their new district. We tried very hard for about 2 months to work it out, and it just didn't happen. So we'll miss Sealy on our schedule. We're in a new district. It's 2 years ago. We moved around a lot. Been in Belleville a long time, but our new district will be Caldwell. Same coach has been there, Giddings. They have a new coach. LaGrange has a new coach. Navasota's program has come a very long way right now and has improved. They've become very competitive in volleyball. And then Smithville. So it's going to be a new district, some of the same teams, new coaches. I just feel like our girls are ready for it. We're looking to improve our performance. We were 2nd last year to Needville in our district. We played Fredericksburg in the area game and lost in 5 matches in 5 games. The only season that's important is this one. this is the unique one. This is the one that counts for your seniors, for the girls that are going to play this year. Even for me, it's going to be this one that counts. So we're looking forward to some very exciting volleyball in Belleville. I hope that we can get some of you guys to come out and watch the games. It should be a very exciting season in Austin County, I think, for all three of us. And just remember, it's always a great day to be a Bremenette. Thank you very much.